What is your biggest fear? You don't need to answer it, but draw it to mind. What's your biggest fear? What is it that you're most afraid of? Maybe you've got a long list. This morning, I want us to think about how this fact can change our lives forever. Fear stops us from doing things. If you are afraid of the dark, it might stop you from going to sleep. Thank you, whoever just said that. Thank you, Linda. If you are afraid of speaking at the front of assembly in school or in your class, it will stop you from doing that. If you are afraid of things, it stops you from doing things. If you are afraid of sharks, it will stop you from going swimming with sharks. Sometimes fear is helpful because it protects us. And actually, it says in the Bible to fear God with an appropriate fear, knowing that we can't just go to him because he is holy. We need to sort out our sin first. Well, the only way we can do that is say, Jesus, can you sort out our sin? And then we can come to God. But I'm not talking about fear of God this morning. I want us to think about fear of other things. What is it that you are afraid of? In the reading that Fiona gave, it said these words. Can we all say them, please? Who said it? Jesus and... Sorry, Helen, you were pointing to Sue. Sue just said it because Sue read it out. I saw you. We all just said it. But the angel said it and also Jesus said it. It comes up twice in that passage. Do not be afraid. And actually, there were things to be afraid of. Because, as we can see in verse 3, and verse 2 and verse 3, there was an earthquake. An angel of the Lord comes down from heaven and go into the tomb. He rolls back the stone and sits on it. And he's looking like lightning and his clothes were white as snow. That is something to be a bit scared of. And also, a little while later, we see Jesus meets them, verse 9, and he says, greetings. Something possibly to be afraid of because Jesus had died and they weren't expecting to see him. But this morning, I think the message from God isn't just from the angels to the women and from Jesus to the women. It's actually a message for us. Do not be afraid. What is it that you're most afraid of? Because this changes everything. That Jesus is alive, it changes everything. It can change our fear if we get our heads around that. That Jesus is alive. I'm going to ask some people to pass these things around. Who would like to help? Thank you, Fiona. Thank you very much. What's your name? Sorry?
Joshua.
Sorry, Joshua. Thank you very much, Joshua. Would you like to help as well? Yeah. What's your name?
Michael.
Thank you, Michael. If you pass them round, and people need a pen and one of the kind of parcel tags. Now, you'll see, for those who are observant, there is a tree just here. Well, actually, what I'll do, I'll pop it up just so more people can see it. It was cracked anyway. Oops. There's a tree, and it's looking really, really dead. If we stick with our fears, our life will become stunted. It won't grow. We won't do things. We won't do things even for ourselves, let alone for Jesus or for others. On one side, I want you to write down what you are afraid of. On the other side, I want us to think and pray about this verse. Jesus is not in the grave. He has risen, just as he said. In that one verse, it says something about Jesus saying something before he dies. He dies and then rises again, and we can trust that what he says, he does. Maybe you're going to write down, I'm afraid of being alone. Because of this verse, because of the truth of this verse, you could write down, afraid of being alone. And then on the other side, you can say, Jesus promises throughout the whole Bible, I am with you, I am with you, I am with you, I am with you. And because the grave is empty, and because he is alive, just as he said he is, Jesus is with me always. What is it that you are afraid of? And how will the resurrection of Jesus, Jesus being alive, change that fear into a statement of faith or a promise or something that you can live through? Can you write those things down? If you're puzzled about what to write on the other side, ask Jesus to help you. Maybe you can ask someone near you, and they will be able to help you write some things down. Thank you. So as you bring them up, I want you to pray that Jesus will help you with that fear and that he will not just tell you don't be afraid, but by his Holy Spirit and by the truth of his words, you will actually be able to not be afraid. So what is it that you're afraid of? How does the truth of Jesus being alive change that? Or how could it? If you're puzzled, then either you can ask God or maybe ask someone next to you to explain it. So whilst the last few people are putting up their little parcel tags, what do you notice to the tree that looked dead? Sorry, Linda, you are on fire this morning. You answer the question at the right time. What does it look like, Linda?
It's come alive.
When we are stuck in our fears, biologically, we may freeze. When we are afraid of things, biologically, in our brains, stress hormones are released, and it could cause us to freeze. It could cause us also to fight, or it could cause us to flee away. And we see in the Bible stories of that Easter that people did actually flee away. On Good Friday, they ran away. Yet on Easter Sunday, people came and they met with Jesus, and Jesus met with them, and they were restored. I wonder what you were afraid of and you've brought to Jesus this morning, and the fact that Jesus is alive, I wonder what difference it's going to make. Let's just hear some of them. Someone has said, I'm afraid of people's judgments of me. And on the back, I'm going to trust God's grace for me. I'm afraid of pigeons. We don't laugh at people's fears. But God created them and loves them. Have you noticed how a fear is put into perspective when we bring it to God? I'm feared of staying the same, not changing, not doing the things I think I should. Jesus Christ is able to bring you unstained into his presence. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm afraid of failure. I'm complete with Jesus. An empty tomb and an empty cross. Just to speak into that fear of failure one. Jesus can deal with our failures, our mess-ups, our sin, when we really screw up, as it were. And probably I'm going to get into trouble for saying that in church. Just like I'm going to get into trouble for breaking a table in church. Jesus can deal with our failures. Jesus will restore us from our failures. And we see him beautifully restoring people who failed as he had, when he rose again, people who had failed him, he restores them. There's a fear of losing my loved ones. And on the back, this person hasn't written anything. And I'm not saying that that was a wrong thing, but I just want to write something verbally on there. If you are afraid of losing your loved one, bring them to Jesus, who is alive. And as they die, or when they die, they will rise with him forever. An empty grave, a resurrected Jesus, he is risen, he's not here, he has risen just as he said, means that we, when we die, for all who trust in Jesus Christ, will not die, but will have eternal life. Your loved ones that you love and are afraid of losing, bring them to Jesus, lead them to him, and bring them to him in prayer. I'm afraid of losing someone too soon again and not acting what God has told me. God resurrects our hope and joys and dreams as he does in our lives. An empty grave means that hope is real. Hope is alive. Bible hope, or hope according to the Bible, is certain assurance, a deep down knowing that something will happen that is based on the person, the promise, and the presence of God. The resurrection of Jesus, person, he's alive. Promise of Jesus, he does what he says he will do. And the presence of him, well, as Jesus rose again, he then ascended to heaven and sent his Holy Spirit. And we can have hope for our future because Jesus is alive and he's given us his Holy Spirit. Let's just read one or two more. We'll go this side, just in here. I'm afraid of dying before I see my daughters grow up and not have enough time. This person isn't sure how this makes a difference. how the resurrection of Jesus makes a difference. Again, as I said earlier on, I'm not telling anyone off for not writing the things down. These are real things. In a survey done in 2022, 45% of non-Christians said that they believed that Jesus rose again. That's non-Christians believing that Jesus rose again. 45%. In the church, it's an even higher percentage that Jesus rose again. It's not that he rose again that we need to be keeping on teaching and teaching and teaching. We do, but we need to concentrate on more. Well, how does it make a difference? I want us this morning to understand that we don't need to be afraid. We're invited to come and see, come and meet Jesus. And I'm going to pray and pray into these things. And then we're going to carry on worshiping through music. And the first song that we will sing is about God resurrecting us. Not just him being resurrected, but God bringing new life in us. And maybe you want to bring some of these things, as we sing that, bring some of these things to God in prayer and say, God, it looks as if that fear is just causing me to die, causing that part of me to lose hope. Will you resurrect life and hope in me? Thank you. Hey, thank you so much. Thank you. Shall I put it up here? Thank you so much. I'll put it just there. Wonderful. Jesus, we thank you for every single thing that has been written on these little parcel tags. We thank you even for the little drawings done by people who are too young to write. And as we've brought our fears to you, Jesus, I pray that you will bring faith, that you'll bring hope, that by your Holy Spirit you will replace despair with hope and replace replace the fear with faith. I pray, God, that you'll release joy in us once again if we're feeling that we don't have joy. And like you gave those women joy on that first Easter Sunday as you met with them, help us to meet with you and to have joy in our hearts once again. Help us to worship you and to be people who celebrate you. As we continue worshiping, help us to accept your invite to come to you, to come and meet with you. And would you resurrect life in us, hope in us, joy in us. In Jesus' name, amen.